Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. As we approach the end of the year, it is crucial to assess your progress and set yourself up for success in the upcoming year 2024. That's why in today's episode, I want to talk about how to finish the year strongly, achieving your real estate investment goals. So here's what we are going to talk about. 1. How to finish this year strongly. 2. How to be more productive and effective with time management. 3. Setting up yourself for success in the upcoming year. And lastly, top amazing deals that you can take advantage of before the end of the year. So let's kickstart with finishing the year strongly. Now, what you need to do is to start by reflecting on your current real estate investment portfolio, and you can do this whether you are a seasoned investor or you are just getting started. Understanding the performance of your properties is key to making informed decisions moving forward. And here is what you're gonna do. Think things through and follow through. Now, understanding that this is the best time to secure a real estate property because of amazing promos and discounts on most of the properties that you can take advantage of before the end of the year. So you want to start by thinking things through and then follow through. And here are some amazing questions that you need to ask yourself. 1. What do I have on my list that needs to get done before the end of this year? And the pro tips is clear your list before the end of the year. What you want to do is to avoid procrastination, because champions don't have tomorrow. They always make quick decisions to make sure what has to be done today must be done on time. Champions always clear their list on time, so they make decision pretty quickly. Question 2. What don't I know about real estate investing that is holding me back? I believe this is one of the most powerful questions you ever ask yourself. Is it the value? Is it payment system? Is it market dynamics? Or how people are cashing out from real estate? Because if people are profiting from the market, the question is, why not you? Why can't you also tap on the opportunity and the potential of the industry and profit from it as well? Next, setting yourself up for success for the year 2024. So here is what you want to do. Reflect on your past. What has happened this year? What went well? What didn't? And what you need to improve on next year? And here is a question for you. What is the one area that you need to improve on next year? Family-wise, business-wise, work-life, health, and investment. Think about those areas. This could be making more time for your family, taking some courses to level up your skill at your job, or to scale your business, or adding extra property to your real estate investment portfolio to create more passive income, or setting up your retirement plan, or losing weight to stay more healthy. You want to look at all the areas of your life and think about what area you need to improve on. Then make a plan and prepare for the year 2024. Next, how to be more productive and effective with time management. Now, when it comes to productivity, there are three things that you need to know. Time, energy, and attention. Those are the three ingredients of productivity, because productivity is not about working more hours, but working efficiently and effectively to get results that you want. So here is the first thing. 1. Define your priorities. what you need to know is tasks are not created equal. If you have 5 things that you want to do, one has to be more important than the other. So here is where the 80-20 rule comes in. The 80-20 rule states that 20% of our actions account for 80% of our results. So what you need to do is to figure out the 20% activities that account for 80% of your results. 2, get crystal clear on your ideal week. Now, before starting any week, what you want to do is to get crystal clear on your ideal outcome for the week. What are your expected results? Who are the people you have meeting with? And what are the results you are expected to produce? And 3 is to plan and schedule your appointments. What you want to do is to make a list of people you have appointment with. Note them down. And you can do this with your Google Calendar. Note them down, the date, time, and where you need to meet. And 4 is eliminate possible distractions. Whenever you have appointment or your schedule map out, what you want to do is to eliminate possible distractions that will prevent you from meeting up with your appointment. 5, deliver on your promises. Now, this is one big area that I pride myself around. Whenever you say you are going to do something, make sure you do it. And it is the fastest way to gain trust of everyone around you. If you have an appointment with someone, for example, you have a meeting by 9 o'clock, make sure you show up by 9 o'clock. Or whenever you have an agreement or you promise someone that you do something for him, make sure you do it. Next, discipline and punctuality. Now, developing self-discipline is about forcing yourself to do what you should do, whether you like it or not. So whatever you need to do, whether it's prayer, whether it's meeting up with your appointment, or whatever it is, what you want to do is to discipline yourself to make sure you do it. This may be praying on time, showing up on time, and punctuality. Whenever you have a meeting, you want to make sure you show up at least 5 to 10 minutes ahead. Punctuality is a sign of discipline, of time management. And lastly, standard versus emotion. Those who do what they feel like don't do very much. If you base your days upon emotions and how you feel, you will never get much done in life. And here is the quote from John Maxwell's book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. He said, "You can never get much done in life if you work only the days that you feel good." It's not every day that you feel like working out. It's not every day that you feel like praying. It's not every day that you feel like going to work or doing what you're supposed to do. So what you want to do is to set standard for yourself and become an elite performer. Always set excellence as your standard. Expect the best for yourself and always pour in your best at whatever you do. And lastly, let's talk about some amazing deals that you can take advantage of right now. So on our houses and apartments, we have the Kambawa Advantage 5 and the Kambawa Advantage 5 Annex, both located off the Freedom Way, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos, Nigeria, about a minute drive from the Freedom Way. And at Kambawa Advantage 5, we have 4-bedroom terrace plus a BQ gym or study that you can use as a home office. It comes with luxury finishing and facilities such as swimming pool, access card, 24-hour security, stamped concrete floor, internet, and a lot more beautiful facility. Currently selling at 230 million naira and with an initial deposit of 10%. The completion time is April, May next year, 2024. And if you decide to take advantage this December, we have 5% discount promo on outright purchase and 3% discount on 50% initial deposit. At Kambawa Advantage 5 Annex, we have 2-bedroom apartment plus a BQ and 3-bedroom penthouse plus a BQ, located near the Kambawa Advantage 5 Annex. The construction promised lots of beautiful facilities such as an elevator, access card, gym, swimming pool, spa, and a lot more beautiful facilities. Selling 2-bedroom at 108 million naira and 3-bedroom penthouse at 168 million naira. It also comes with 5% discount on outright purchase from now till 31st of December and 3% discount on 50% initial deposit. On our land, we have the Vacation City Estate located in Ilara, Ekpe, selling 300 square meters for 1.08 million naira and 500 square meters for 1.8 million naira. So for further inquiries and inspection booking, kindly send me a DM or call me at 070-4408-6868. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.